Check.
Oh, yeah.
Sound of gracing. All right. Who's next? McLean.
Check.
Yeah, you're a little low. Speak up. Check. Speak into the mic. Make love to the mic. Make love to the mic. Whoa. That is so disgusting. That was really creepy, almost pedophile. All right, go ahead, Pantera.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, whoa, Pantera.
Sonic Racing.
Whoa, I thought you hated Sonic, Pantera. Wow, that was uncalled for.
Sonic.
This is going to go well today. I can tell already. I need opening music. How about Eagles Suck? Eagles Suck song. Let's find that. Oh, wow, there it is, right up front.
I will say this. Sonic Racing actually has good music.
All right, let's do this. Oh, my gosh. Why? Eagles fans are as bad as Cowboys fans. Enough with the slideshow, throw in Pop 100 song, and call it the Eagles Suck. All right?
Was that Yankee fan again?
No, that was, who was that? That was Mrs. Eli Manning on YouTube. All right, I found one. Big Philly fans, Eagles Suck, Jay Garzel.
I'm going to start this broadcast.
The Eagles suck. The Phillies suck. Michael Vick sucks. Roy Oswalt sucks. Nnamdi Asamoah sucks. Ryan Howard sucks. Jason Avant sucks. Chase Utley sucks. They suck. 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 But you know what? I'm never going to stop watching them.
Did we just get Eagles rolled?
Just got Vic rolled.
I think this is the Brown version of franchise in this video. All kinds of Eagles gear on, doing all kinds of dances.
This is brotherly love. You know the teams, and so do we. I'm so sick of people saying bandwagon. You wouldn't get this from any other city. I am so sick of these Philly haters. They all wish they could be us. Never gonna give Philly up. Never gonna let Philly down. Never gonna run around and desert Philly. Never gonna make Philly cry. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt Philly.
Wow. That was
sounds awful. Like franchise to me.
That was awful. All right, welcome everyone to the Week 7 TPS NFL update. I mean, 9999, and I am the greatest owner in TPS NFL history.
This is ridiculous. I'm leaving.
That is franchise butt hurt. He's here. Let's see, who else is with us? McLean is there. McLean, make love to the mic. And actually, franchise did rage quit. He hung up on us. Canada, you're here.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, was he doing a bit?
I think he did a bit. Should we kick him?
I missed it.
Let's remove. Oh, he's gone. Like, he quit Skype. He just deleted his Skype account. In tribute to Pantera now, too.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Welcome back.
Stallmacher.
Welcome back, Pantera. Now, do you have something to say to the fans? Because it was a very controversial episode last week. A lot of people were taken aback. I got a lot of Twitter feedback of like, oh my gosh, what's going on? So
everybody thinks I'm butthurt or upset about something. I just left because the conversation was not going anywhere. We were just yelling at each other. So I'm just like, eh.
So you just ended it before it could start. You're the
I would have
just left.
I would have said that the conversation was in flight.
Flight away from relevance.
I would say
that I'm rage quitting.
And there goes franchise again. He actually just rage quit. He called it. He added himself to call it rage quit again.
I'm sorry I upset all my fans.
I mean,
but I'm not upset about anything.
Now he's calling back again. Are you there, franchise?
Who, what?
Very good, very good.
I think that was mighty racist to hear somebody say, yep, that sounds like franchise to me.
Well, it did.
A brown franchise, not a black franchise.
I don't see color.
All right, so let's talk about, let's get into the Blue Shack Michigan update. Team of Destiny is back.
Did they lose again?
They're like a good version of Baylor, dropping 60-plus on Indiana, scoring at will, breaking all kinds of Michigan records. Records for passing, records for receiving, records for touchdowns. They exposed Indiana, took it to them, dropping 60.
That's it?
60-something on Indiana.
But what's Michigan rank again?
I don't know. I mean, all I know is they're getting disrespected in the rankings, if that's what you're trying to bring up. That's a good point, because they are getting disrespected in the rankings. They should be a top 10 team right now, with one loss, the entire season, and it was a fluke loss to Penn State, coin flip, 3 overtimes.
What?
4 overtimes, coin flip loss.
What?
They should be in top 10 right now.
Stop. Have a time.
Right now, Michigan's ranked 21 in the BCS and 24. Yeah, you gotta be kidding me. Really? Wisconsin, 2 losses. South Carolina, 2 losses. LSU, Texas A&M, both with 2 losses. Above Michigan with 1 fluke loss? That's just the disrespect, and that's why I don't trust the polls. That's why I should actually redo these polls to what it should be. Michigan number 1. Because nobody really counts that loss against Penn State, against them. Nobody should. And actually, how is Penn State even have a football team still? That guy raped a little kid. Why weren't they given the death penalty? Explain that to me, Pantera.
Excuse me?
Oh, you're our Sandusky expert.
I am... No.
What did Baylor do this week?
Oh, man, Baylor. What was the score? 71-7? Still undefeated?
Wow. That's a ridiculous score.
No, hold on. And now they're just slapping people now. I mean, they've scored 70 or more in 4 of their 6 games. One of their games was 69-3. Just wait. I can't wait. They're going to play Michigan in a BCS bowl.
No, they're slotted to go against Fresno State.
Fresno State? Wow. I wish Michigan could have this easy schedule. Michigan probably scored like 80 or something. Look at this. Look at these teams.
The greatest upset I got to see was Texas beating OU.
Oh, yeah. Oh, in your face, McClain. Ooh.
In your face.
You're big time.
In my face.
In your face, you big Oklahomer.
Yep. That's me.
Ew, man. How's that taste?
It tastes like one win out of like the last 10.
Like I said, in your face.
It's like Michigan beating Ohio
whoa,
State.
Whoa.
It's like, oh,
whoa.
Even a blind nut finds a squirrel or whatever.
Oh my god.
That works.
Yeah, that would be pretty amazing if a blind nut found a squirrel.
Even rarer than the other way around. So that's how Michigan beat Ohio State.
Wow. Unbelievable. Again, just showing all the disrespect that Michigan gets, even though they're 6-1 and probably the best team in college football. All right. Now on to some NFL action and, whatever. Denver, they're not that good. Mike Colts exposed them, showed them who was boss. If you can't stop somebody, then, you're going to lose the game.
Your Colts? That's your team?
What do you mean? That's my. I live in Indiana. Indiana Colts. Indianapolis Colts. They're in Indiana.
Oh, I thought you were a Detroit fan.
Oh, no, I am. But they lost. So now I'm Colts. Colts this week because the Lions lost by 3 when they should have won. Mm-hmm.
The Lions lost?
Yeah, the Lions lost. That? And I won. Well, they lost to Cincinnati, one of the best teams in the AFC. Super Bowl contender, Cincinnati Bengals. That's who they lost to. So, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if they win the Super Bowl, if the Lions don't get there. It wouldn't surprise me at all. What did the Cowboys do? Huh?
Nothing impressive. They just beat the Eagles on the road by 2 touchdowns. Business as usual.
Business as usual. I agree. Business as usual.
All they did was only give up 3 points to the best offense in the league.
Yeah, the Chip Kelly offense.
Yeah.
Wow.
The Chip Kelly offensive.
Wow, you mean they really can only give up 3 points to a team with 2 beat-up quarterbacks?
Yeah, well, yeah, that's true. Who was the quarterback after?
No, it was Nick Foles, and he was blaming the win for him being terrible.
Well, he is terrible.
So who was the backup to the backup?
Matt Barkley. Matt.
Ooh, that's not good. That is not good.
He looked like he did at USC.
I think it's Tebow time in Philly. Am I right, franchise? Tebow time?
No, we don't want Tebow. Actually, it would be a good fit for Chip Kelly's offense because he can run with the ball.
He can run with the ball.
But the only problem is he doesn't have an arm. His arm's a noodle. That's the only problem.
That's okay.
No, you can't have a quarterback that can't throw.
They already do.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't blame him for Nick Foles or Matt Barkley.
Look at the Cowboys. They've had a quarterback that can't throw forever now.
Yeah.
I can't.
He can't throw?
Wait. McClain, I got you on this. All right? I got you. I hate the Cowboys more than anybody, but Tony Romo is not their problem.
Yeah, oh, I guess 70% completion means you can't throw.
He's like the top quarterback, one of the top quarterbacks every year in the league.
Well, no, let's ask our Tony Romo expert, Pantera. can Tony Romo throw?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah. That actually, I'm looking at these stats here and yards after catch. Yeah. He actually only threw 17 yards.
Out of the 317?
Yeah, out of the 317, everything else was yak.
Wow, that's bad tackling.
He's just a product of the system, right, Pantera?
System.
Totally.
It's the players around him that make it look like he's good.
Mm-hmm.
Similar. Yeah, Ogletree and
Dez Bryant.
C. Beasley. Who's that
guy? Yeah, Cole Beasley.
But was that Terrence Williams, the guy from Baylor?
Oh, see? He's the guy that made RG3 into a first rounder.
He was a third rounder.
No. Yeah, come on.
You're talking about the other guy.
Bob Griffin.
Yeah, Bob Griffin. Just because you referred to him as a name I didn't recognize.
Okay, I get it.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. I forgot to call him by what he should be called instead of what everyone else calls him. Bob. All right, how bad did the Pittsburgh lose this week? Huh? Pretty bad? Pittsburgh was bad, terrible team?
I don't think so.
Come on. What do you mean? You're a Steelers fan. You gotta know how bad the Steelers lost this week.
I'm thinking about becoming a Seahawks fan.
What? No, you can't just switch like that just because your team is terrible.
I could do whatever I want. I'm in Canada.
You can't just switch if your team loses that week.
Yeah, you can.
What do you mean you can? No, you can't.
Fair weather.
What?
I would do it if the Cowboys ever lost.
So the Steelers win 19-16. That game had to be boring. Just so boring.
Oh yeah, yeah. The Ravens
160 passing yards and 215 passing yards. Ry Rice is still terrible. Oh,
who's
man.
Ry Rice?
Ry Rice. He's the cousin of Ray Rice.
Fry Rice. Shrimp fried rice.
Yeah, I don't know. Pittsburgh beat the Baltimore Ravens. Woohoo. So they beat the Ravens and the Jets. Yeah.
Well, how about your Seattle Seahawks then? How'd they do?
Hold on. I'll go back to the Steelers. We can't keep kicking the ball to win games. We got to get the touchdowns.
But you did win.
Yeah, well.
So it did work. So you can't.
We can't keep throughout the year. We're not going to make the playoffs like that.
Oh, wait. Well, who's playoffs?
Playoffs. This is the Steelers. Okay?
You want playoffs?
Yeah. Come on, Pittsburgh.
They just want to win another game.
We thought they were.
You let them off the hook. You want to crown them? Crown them.
Okay. Anyway, guys. Seahawks.
Talking about practice.
This is a perfect team.
Practice?
They are the perfect football team.
Practice, man. Practice. We're sitting here talking about practice.
Go Seahawks.
Can't play with them. Can't win with them.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
You play to win the game. You play to win the game.
Pantera, you want to add to this?
No.
Pantera's like, what is going on right now?
I zoned out for the last 10 minutes.
These are some of the greatest coaching quotes ever.
Wait, did you just
press conferences?
Hold on. Pantera might be having a medical thing. Did you just pass out?
Zoned out.
Yeah, I think you just blacked out. You might want to get that checked. I'm just trying to be there for you. I don't want you passing out on my podcast.
Do that on your own time.
Yeah, do that on your own.
Thanks.
Alright, TPS NFL scoreboard. Week 7 scoreboard. Pantera.
I think I did alright for myself with all the problems that I had.
What do you mean? You lost only by three.
Only coming in 3 points short of a tie.
And, well, you didn't survive Jay Cutler. Not this time.
Nope.
And you were warned. I warned you about this.
You said he was going to get injured.
He is Jay Cutler. I told you he was
Jay
Cutler.
You're lucky he got injured.
He said?
That would have been lower.
Yeah, you would have lost more points.
Really?
I've been through the 3 quarters of negative Jay Cutler points. I warned you. It's just happened that he got hurt.
It's his first day of getting negative points. If I got as many points as his worst day against Pittsburgh, I would have won.
Mm-hmm.
Never, ever start Jay Cutler unless he's your last option. Meaning there are
Well,
no
it was that or Sam Bradford.
You would have done better by not starting a quarterback.
But if I had done Sam Bradford, it would have been a little bit better because he got 12 points.
So now you don't have any quarterbacks because both of them are out.
Well, no, I have Drew Brees.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I was looking and...
Duh.
So wait a minute. So having all these quarterbacks actually worked out for you.
Yeah. Well, Drew Brees, I only played Drew Brees because he's on bye week.
But now you're going to be down to one quarterback.
Drew Brees, ultimate dependable quarterback you can ever have.
I'm sure he's going to go out for the season here shortly.
He never pulls a Romo. He's amazing.
I that's accurate.
Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, Super Bowl champion. He wins.
Romo isn't.
He wins playoff games, right? Romo doesn't.
Yep.
He's like the good version of Tony Romo.
You know what, Tony Romo.
If Tony Romo was good.
Playoff Tony Romo.
What do you mean?
At this point in his career.
It's not Tony Romo's fault. He plays for a shitty team.
How many Super Bowls does Tony Romo have?
No, I mean at this point in their careers when...
Oh, you're doing...
When Brees was this far into his career.
You're doing the, at this
no,
point
No, actually, he
in
has
his
Brees had less playoff wins.
At this point in his career.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. But here's the difference. Brees isn't a choker.
Yep.
That's the difference.
Even though Tony Romo has the best fourth quarter stats of all time.
Yes.
When Drew Brees is under pressure, he wins the Super Bowl.
Yep, he wins the Super Bowl.
I'm pretty sure Brees is a choker. I'm pretty sure he chokes on Sean Payton.
Whoa!
Those two are like...
Oh.
Those two are inseparable. I'm sorry, I had to mention something.
All right, next matchup. Let's see here. Brownies, 75-66 over the Father Muckers. Brownies, 75 points, really? Really? 75 points? That's all you can come up with going against an inactive team?
Oh, yeah.
That's only 8 points away from my score.
Yeah, you were in Pantera territory.
Yeah, you pretty much were. I'm ashamed to know you.
It's like the brown version of Pantera.
Huh?
Yeah. No, you're
Did
back.
Did I rage quit?
You know, you rage quit for a second, then then you're back. We were just dogging your team because you can't score any points.
What do you mean?
75?
75 is my worst.
Yeah, you're like a brown
that's
Pantera.
That's still better than half of you.
Whoa! That's true.
What's surprising about this week is that most of the good players suck this week. Most of the good teams, you know?
I just really wish
like
that...
Like my team?
No. What I don't appreciate terrible. About this league is that somebody dropped Ryan Matthews. And then Brownies got him for free.
Well, nobody wanted him.
Some people didn't know he was dropped.
I needed him.
Everybody knew he was dropped.
I need
that was a secret. It was even announced on the show.
I need to get emails every time franchise does a drop.
Yeah.
Then you'd be sick of looking at it because if you look at the transaction list, I drop somebody every day.
I would just mark it as spam because it would be so much.
Whoa.
What?
There's a lot of guys being dropped.
Uh-oh.
None of them are good, though.
Oh, okay. Legit drops. Like people who shouldn't be owned.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. All right. Father Mucker's inactive. Or is he? Jackie Battle in the lineup. Reuben Randall? Want some of that?
Why is Kellen Winslow suspended?
Substance abuse?
Yeah.
He's abusing.
Fooled me. Those stats?
You think they just suspended him for being terrible?
I don't know how he got caught.
He never plays.
He's bad at abusing substances.
It's like when Hito Turkoglu got suspended.
You're like, that guy? You gotta be kidding me. There is no way that guy is on performance enhancing drugs. Oh man. He's a big time drug user. Big time.
You remember that? Everybody was like, who the hell is Turkaloo?
Everyone was just like,
one of the greatest small forwards to ever play the game.
They're like, no, wait a minute. Greatest small forwards to ever play the game in Yugoslavia, right?
That was from Turkey.
cue the crickets.
What's the next? Canada, who'd you lose to?
I won.
Whoa!
I won. Yeah.
Whoa! So you took down easy team, right? One of the easier teams in this league? I can only assume.
Beast Mode.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I could have predicted that. Oh, look. Looks
you
like
know
I
what
did.
Was funny? I crippled the game. I was like, you know, I'm going to put a bunch of scrubs in so I could at least give him a chance. And they all did what I wanted them to do.
So
I've always got to lose one game, and I gave it to the crummiest team I could find. I had
yeah, you, no, so you know what?
Gave it to the worst team I could find. I believe you.
You put in Foles and
I put in Nick Foles. I put in fucking what's that dude? Brent Celek, and I put in their kicker.
Yeah, Eagles. That's true. You are throwing the game.
Anybody, I threw that game.
Anybody who starts that many Eagles actually
is trying to lose.
Deserves to lose.
Exactly. Well, so anybody that wants to come out and say, "Oh man, I beat him," look at the facts.
Yeah, that's true. Because look at how many Giants he started also. Absolutely. You didn't win this game, Canada.
You know what?
Beast
Franchise, mode. Thanks for throwing the week. It's just not like your style, you know? Team Beast Mode. I just don't see a team Beast Mode laying down.
I tried to throw a game once before and ended up.
Why do you want to take what you have and destroy it?
My team needs a loss. Don't you get that? You remember last year? I kept winning and winning and winning. And I said, you know what? We need to lose. We need to get a loss.
Okay. This is something psychological with you. Same thing with Beast Mode Gaming. You want to take something great and you want to crush it. Your team is a good team. I don't know why you threw this week, but thanks a lot.
Because my team needs inspiration.
It's too good. His team is too good.
Yeah, Victor Cruz was too good.
I got offers for Victor Cruz this week. I got a couple offers for him.
Well, yeah, you should take him.
Yeah, you did.
And throw your Philly Eagles. Throw them all to get, like, I don't know, Fred Davis or something.
No more NFC East. Or
I'm trying to help you, okay?
All right, Canada. Why
would I start Foles over Matt Ryan?
That's true.
I don't know.
Astonishing this year.
I don't know.
Hasn't had a bad game this year, and I started Foles. I just wanted to give people something to talk about.
I think you just wanted to be excited to watch that Philly game.
You did it for the show.
Yeah.
I did it for the fans.
For the fans.
You gotta understand.
He rage quit on that game.
Yeah. I raised quit faster than Pantera did on the last show.
Why wouldn't you start the Seahawks defense?
I don't know why you'd ever take the defense of the Seahawks out.
Yeah, aren't they the top?
Oh, Kansas City's the top defense.
Yeah, he has the top two defenses.
Oh, okay. All right, then. Fair enough.
All right, next matchup. Bums versus Tomaters. Bums 111-86 over the Rotting Tomaters. I don't know why the Bums keep winning.
Kobe's going beast mode.
You mean beast mode? He's going to throw another week? Just going to let the other team win?
Next matchup.
Hold on. Let's talk about Bums here.
Oh, what's to talk about?
Matt Forte.
What about him?
28 points.
Yeah, but by...
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Just 28. Again, Canada has the greatest analysis in sports history. They scored a touchdown. They threw the ball. There was a pitch. 28 points.
Okay, well, hold on. Yeah, that's all I have to add.
Next matchup. Galabra versus Mercy Hospital. Galabra loses 62-89. Oh, man. It's a long season for Galabra. Wow.
Well, wait a minute. He was throwing the game.
What do you mean he was throwing the game?
He's got the Browns defense.
Oh, that's true. He wasn't even trying. He wasn't even trying to win.
Yeah, he took a page out of my book.
And why does he take out Hopkins? He made that huge trade to get him. Come on.
Yeah. How many weeks can you go with Lamar Miller as your flex? Like zero. The answer is zero, right?
Play your stars.
Play your studs. Galabra.
He has a worse record than me now.
That's, you know what? That's too bad, too. His team is not that bad. I will keep defending his team. No, look at his team.
No, his team is really awful. Bad. His team is really, really bad.
I'm better than somebody.
I'm going to shoot him a couple trades. I'm going to help him out.
Yeah, help
He's only
him
got
out.
One win. Who would even lose to him? We should put that person on the bubble.
I think that should be maybe the poll question.
Like we said in week one, that was the flukiest victory that this league has ever seen. Flukiest victory this league has ever seen. We all knew that he didn't deserve to win that game. We all knew that.
Even he was surprised.
Yeah, he was shocked. He was speechless. He even said privately, if you can change the outcome to that game if you want, because I don't deserve it. He said that privately. He told me in a direct message that you should probably switch that to a win for you. And I said, no.
How
no,
did
no.
he tell you when he was speechless?
I could read his mind. And I told Bourne to on the Twitters that I would let his voice be heard, and that was his voice.
Wait, you can like read people's minds know things before they happen?
Oh yeah. Like I knew.
So you knew. So you knew your Wii U was done, right?
That was a private conversation, Canada, not for public consumption.
So you guys said Kaepernick would go off.
Yeah, he's going off.
Everyone's like, go off. Like this guy is just gonna.
No, he is going off. This is his going off though.
199 like yards? Average.
Yeah, that's go off. That's go off zone. He's like going ape shit.
That's his best player.
That's so bad. And he tried to trade me. Well, I'm not even going to spill the beans on that one. I'm just saying, come on.
No. Come on. Private conversation.
No, I'm just, you were born knows. He knows what I'm talking about. I'm just kidding. I mean, you can't believe it.
The kicker on Bourne's team was almost as good as Colin Kaepernick.
I hate that kicker.
Was his second best player.
Well, at that point, he was the leading point getter on Bourne's team.
Yep.
We're spending way too much time on a 1-16 that scored 62 points.
If Bourne doesn't make it on the chat in this week's podcast, I just want him, hope he's listening, and let him know to start Hopkins.
Oh, wait a minute. So if he wins, I don't know if we want to get into this, but if he wins, is that on you, Canada?
I'm just trying to help. It's not about credit with me.
Hopkins has been a bust all year.
What?
Yeah, Hopkins was shit.
He's been a bust all year.
Yep.
Why would you start him?
Because look at the rest of his team. You're calling the rest of his team a bust?
You gotta start him.
You gotta start him.
He's a starter on this team.
Yeah.
Over Austin Pettis?
On this team, he's a starter. All right, we're joined by, the number one ranked, power ranked team. In TPS NFL, Team Chuck Norris.
Oh, my God. We got to all bow.
JT.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
It's kind of bad timing because we're just now getting into the Rough Riders versus the Chuck Norris matchup from this week.
And the best one of the time. Week.
And you got lucky, my friend. You got real lucky. I mean, I was staring a victory down its throat.
At what point?
The point on Sunday night in which Reggie Wayne tore his ACL and was wide open for a touchdown. That's the point. That was the game right there. Right there. That moment in which Andrew Luck can't make a little lob pass to Reggie Wayne and let him trot into the end zone. He could be healthy right now. No torn ACL. Another what? 10 fantasy points for the Rough Riders, 20 fantasy, whatever. Who knows?
Better luck next time.
Don't GG
Boom.
Me. Don't GG me.
Have fun.
So, yeah, I don't
know.
I thought you were tanking.
What do you mean you thought I was tanking? Why
the Lions D?
Oh, yeah, the Lions
yeah,
D.
Yeah, that was pretty awful.
Oh, man. You know I got ripped off, right? I got ripped off of a touchdown in that game right at the beginning. And then seconds later, AJ Green gets like an 80-yard touchdown. I don't know what's going on with the refs this year, but they're awful. Awful. And they're costing me fantasy standing. They're costing me in the fantasy.
You're
standing.
Costing yourself points.
Well, what do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean by that?
When are you going to be convinced that Ben Jarvis Green Ellis is not a good running back?
He is amazing.
You've got Ridley.
No, he is not amazing.
New England's starting to run the ball a lot more.
11.
Why wouldn't you start him?
11 rushes for 50 yards is a lot more.
Well, they're running just not him.
Yeah, he.
Okay. Would you rather 10 10 carries then?
He tripped over his offensive line and accidentally fell into the end zone.
That sounds like, that already sounds like an excuse. I had you at tripped over.
My team is too good. And as long as I don't have to play JT in the Super Bowl, how about somebody else beat him? Huh? Come on, come on. Take the challenge. Why do I gotta be the only one that takes him to the brink?
Well, Canada, Eric Decker went off.
What's his record? What's his record again?
What do you mean? Oh, JT's? He's 5-2. Yeah. He's 5-2.
With 5 wins. Yeah. Straight.
Oh yeah, the 5 in a row.
Five wins in a row.
Wow. Now, there was a little question. Because I did look at your bench, JT, and I did see Eric Decker there, and I was like, please don't change your lineup. Please don't change your lineup.
He did well.
He did pretty well. He has to prove himself, which he did this week, to be able to play on my team.
Oh, okay. All right.
So.
Exactly. Don't be convinced by Decker. Look.
Although, if you look at his, like, every other game, he does well. So maybe not against Washington. After his bye week, though, against San Diego, he'll do well.
So every other game, Pantera?
Yeah. Well, that's obviously, look at it. 19, 8, 12, 5.
Great analysis.
There you go. So for more tips.
Is that what the coaches do, too? Tuned. They're like, they don't pass to him next week. They'll pass him.
Yeah, that's what they do.
They're setting it up.
And that's what I did. That's why I traded his ass. I was too tired of the inconsistency.
Yeah. That's what I would have done. So he's gonna come back and be really good against San Diego.
No, next week he's gonna drop, right?
Yeah.
They're gonna catch a damn ball.
Yeah. That's a prediction. You can stamp my name onto it.
Put that on the board?
Yeah.
Word that. He will not go off. Pantera.
He will get 6 points.
So Pantera's credit if I bench him and not play it?
Touchy subject. Too soon.
Oh, too soon? Okay.
Too soon. But now that my team is decimated by injuries, it kind of makes it easier for me because now I'm just going to beat with my bench. I'm just going to beat the rest of this league with my bench. How about that? How about somebody beat me?
Well, your bench is doing better than
Chuck Norris just did.
Four times, right? No, wait a minute. I'm drawing a line in the sand right now. How about somebody beat the Rough Riders?
Okay. I think I will.
You already proved that.
What do we okay, go ahead, Kate.
Who hasn't beat the Rough Riders this season?
That's true. That's a good question.
Only three.
Me. I'm going to.
Oh, stop. Okay, so let's get into next week now that Lady King's
won. Did you roll up your pants legs?
Yeah, roll up your pant leg and I'm not rolling up mine because you can't hump it. But, Lazy Kings, you have no players in your lineup currently.
I dropped a bunch of players.
Half your team is on bye or injured. How are you going to beat the Rough Riders?
We're going to make some power moves. That's what I call them.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, I'm going to make power discuss moves? Things with Canada because that's obviously how I get things done.
That sounds like a power move.
Yeah.
Okay.
We
can talk.
It's not going to help you. I'm just warning you right now.
I'm warning you right now.
I'm probably going to beat
you. Drew Brees is going to drop a 40 burger after his bye week on Buffalo.
40 burger.
And kick your ass.
Well, I can toss you some McNuggets.
I'm sure Canada's suggestion.
Drew Brees does not drop McNuggets.
So you're going to put your McNuggets in his mouth is what you're saying?
Yes, that's what he said.
No, I said the 40 burger.
No, that's what he said. That's what I heard.
I heard something about dropping some McNuggets in somebody's mouth. That's all I heard.
Speaking of McNuggets, Beast Mode and Chuck Norris going at it in week 8. 5-1-1 versus 5-2. And Beast Mode, kind of exposed last week, although you claim that you set that up.
Whoa, what do you mean claim?
Allegedly through the game.
You can look at the facts.
All right, let's look at the facts.
Show.
Right.
Look at the facts. They show. Why would I start a bum over a really
Because you're format? Self-destructive.
No, it's because I wanted to give a chucklehead a win, and I wanted my team to be like, okay, we've got our loss out of the way. We're not going to wait till later on in the season and lose. Haven't you ever noticed that about my team?
Yeah, chucklehead.
3 years straight, we lose, and then we come back and we run through the playoffs.
Wait a minute, hold on. I'm confused. Who's chucklehead? Is it Team Chuck Norris is chucklehead, or Canada?
Apparently, I'm a chucklehead.
Oh, all right. Because it would make more sense if Team Chuck.
Look at it this way: I have more points on my bench than I did starting.
All right. I can look at that way then.
I mean, you know, I left, what, 60 points, 50 points on the bench?
All right, I'm voting for Chuck.
You play to win the game.
You play to win the game?
You play to win the game!
No, hold on here. You're going to have to start Tom Brady.
No.
No?
Oh, I'm going to find another quarterback.
You got things working. Making moves.
I could throw you a quarterback. We could talk, Chuck Norris.
Flacco!
Probably not.
Nope, declined.
You know what? Flacco?
Get out of here. Who wants Flacco? He was the best quarterback last year.
Oh, he's on a bye next week anyway.
All right. Next matchup. Feathermuckers versus Galabra. 1-7 for Galabra? I think so. Let's do the vote here. Feathermuckers has 2 votes now. Let me see here. Lamar Miller still in the lineup. That's not good. Who's this? Pettis? Austin Pettis?
Pettis.
What? They don't have a quarterback, so it doesn't matter. Joseph Randall? Really?
Oh, but he's got a soft matchup.
Oh, they're playing. Whoa, you mean the best defensive line in the NFL. Is that what you mean? The team that shut down Adrian Peterson.
28 points to AD?
You mean that one fluke 80-yarder? And then other than that, less than a yard of carry? Is that what you're talking about? Just check.
Joseph Randall's going to go off.
No, he's not going to go off. He's going to get shut down. It's just going to be Andal on the back of his jersey after the Lions get through with him.
Ooh.
Yeah, that said it.
So they're going to like reach to tackle him and just pull off the R?
Oh, I would say, I see a quarterback sitting in free agency I think you should grab that I know would go off this week.
Nick
Foles?
Yeah.
Or is he not there yet?
Did someone drop Foles?
He'll be there tonight.
Next matchup. Let's
Confirmed.
See.
Foles is going to drop on the waivers.
Canada versus Straight Trash Homie.
That's right.
Are you going to win? Come on. You got a bunch of buys. Ooh, five players.
Yeah, I have to hit that waiver wire pretty bad.
Or else you're not even going to have a full team.
No, I'll have a team.
Let's talk, Canada. Help me help you.
No, okay.
My team is stacked. Your team isn't. I can afford to lose a player or two.
I need to talk, yep. Yeah.
Offer me something.
I don't think I'll win next week.
No?
No.
Come on, confidence. Tell Straight Trash Homie, only 2 weeks till the NBA fantasy season.
You know, that's the exact reason why I did what I did. I wanted you to have confidence, sir. I wanted you to come in. I wanted to get your best
Okay, then it was not for naught. I'm beating Straight Trash Homie. I'm going to find a way. Frank Gore is hot right now. He's doing awesome.
You're guaranteeing
Fitzgerald victory? Has to have a good game, right? Fitzgerald has to somewhat catch a ball.
Did you just guarantee a victory?
Oh, shit.
Guaranteed.
I'm just voted for Straight Trash. Mexico Brownies versus the TPS NFL Bums. Brownies, I think this is where your season ends.
Wait, wasn't he the biggest fraud in the league last week?
Yeah, he's still a big fraud. He was number one on the fraud rankings, yes.
So how am I going to lose?
What do you mean? You're a bigger fraud now because it's the week 7 fraud rankings where you're the number one team. Plus, you're still starting Romo against the greatest defensive line in the NFL.
Detroit?
They're going to eat his lunch. Like they Cincinnati ate
just
lunch.
Killed them.
No, they didn't. A 3-point loss.
Andy Dalton is a bad Tony Romo.
Oh, my gosh. No, he's a red Tony Romo.
I take Dalton over Romo.
Yeah, I would take Dalton, too. I think most people would take Dalton over Romo.
Yeah, and most people are, well, in this league at least, are done. Andy Dalton's a free agent, by the way. So
most
I don't
people,
know what that
most
says.
Most people wouldn't.
Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris. Is gonna pick up Dalton.
All right,
I already put in my claim for somebody else.
He doesn't even want.
So the facts don't lie. Most people wouldn't take Dalton over Romo. Zach Stacy, really?
Oh, I have a ton of buys this week. A ton.
You have a ton of buys this week, and then a ton of buys next week, right?
I don't know.
I think when's the Cowboys buy?
The Cowboys? Oh, that's when I play 11. You, of
yeah,
course.
That's every week.
Week 11. Wow. All right.
No, 12. Isn't it 12?
No, it's 11. I'm looking at it right now. Come on.
Okay, it's 11.
All right. So are you going to take out the bums or what?
I'm going to – well, I ended his season last year in the playoffs. I'm going to do it again.
You're going to end his season in the week 8.
In week 8.
All right, good enough. Rotting Tomatoes versus Mercy Hospital, whatever. And then Rough Riders versus Lazy Kings. Did we already talk about that? Yeah, we kind of
first one.
Yeah, we already talked about that. Yeah, all right. That's
We know what's going to happen.
Yeah, I'm going to, I get a bye week.
I'm going to win.
Bye week.
I'm going to win.
Yeah, you're not going to win. I got this. I got this. I guess let's talk about the power rankings. Week 7 power rankings just got released, about three hours ago. And, Mercy Hospital at number 12, Galabra at number 11.
Whoa, hold on.
What?
How is Mercy Hospital 12?
What do you mean? They're terrible.
He's 3-4.
Yeah, but he's terrible.
And he's beating the two best teams in the league.
Whoa. What do you mean he's beating the, he beat you, Chuck Norris? You lost to that guy?
Probably. It was one of my first two games.
And then, Brownies, you lost to that guy?
Yeah.
Ooh, you guys are way overrated. Holy cow, I can't
believe. That was before half his team got injured.
Wow, way overrated. Yep, Mercy Hospital number 12. I'm going to have to do some adjusting next week. Algorithm looks like it needs to be tweaked. I did not realize that you two lost to the worst team in TPS NFL. How about that? Galabra 11.
Whoa, wait a minute.
What?
The next team, Galabra,
yeah,
has one win.
Yeah.
You're talking about losing to the worst team in the league?
Yeah. Well, Glauber's not the worst team in the league. Mercy Hospital.
Right.
That's why 1 and 2 in this week's power rankings are should way adjust overrated.
That. Algorithm. Number 10. Now it looks like you're way overrated.
Number 10, Martinez Lazy Kings.
Yeah.
Down one from last
week.
Number 9, Rotting Tomatoes. Up 2.
What?
Number 8, Father Muckers. Inactive. 7, Straight Trash Homies. Number 6, Team Canada. Number 5, TPS NFL Rough Riders. A little bit underrated, some might say. Number 4, Team Beast Mode. Down 1 from last week. 5-1-1. Keeps dropping in the rankings. Number 3, TPS NFL Bums. And then number 2, Brownies. And number 1, Team Chuck Norris. I think these are fleshing out pretty good right now. We kind of understand who are the legit teams. Like anybody ranked 5 or higher, legit teams could probably win the championship. And then everyone who's terrible, which is 6 or lower.
I'd say 4 or higher.
4 or higher is terrible. I agree, actually. I agree with that analysis.
Winning records.
Oh, anybody with an actual winning record. Wow. McLean, you are right to a certain degree that this league is terrible, because when we only have 4 teams with winning records out of 12.
Yeah.
Wow. You people
it's are. It's like those 4 teams have an easy schedule.
That's true. I know franchise has an easy schedule. That's confirmed.
Yeah, I play all you guys.
Okay. Next up is, what's next?
The playoffs.
Oh yeah, if the playoffs started today, let's see where we're at. If the playoffs started today, we would have Straight Trash versus the number 1 team, New Mexico Brownies, which nobody believes that's gonna happen. Father Muckers, okay, this is crazy, okay? This is when I know the algorithm needs to be tweaked.
Right, I'm ranked number 4.
Yeah, you're number 4, and you'd be taking on the number 5 team, but you're number 1 in the power rankings.
Well, this is because of the divisions, right?
I think this is because of the division.
And because the two best teams are in the same division.
Right. So it kind of hurts. Now, again, Rough Riders number 6, TPS NFL Bums, Rough Riders way underranked even here.
Yeah, McLean aren't in the same division.
Wait, did Franchise just call himself one of the best teams in the league?
Yeah, I said me and McLean aren't the same division.
I just, wow.
That's what I said.
Delusional. Delusional. Number 7, Canada versus Team Beast Mode. So Canada, you would be in the playoffs if the playoffs started today. Losers bracket, Rotting Tomatoes. These teams never change. Rotting Tomatoes and Mercy Hospital and Galabra versus Lazy King. And it's probably going to end that way. I think we can just say it right now that there's no way these teams are getting into the legit playoffs.
Mercy Hospital is going to get healthy at some point.
It's going to be too late.
I don't believe that's true.
He's only one spot out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me look. Oh yeah, he's in a bad division, you're right. He doesn't have to win a lot.
Well, divisions don't matter because 8 out of 12 teams make it.
Well, the top 2 overrated teams are in his division, so I could see why he might make it. Plus the black division, they're kind of beating up each other. That's a sign of a good division. It's a riot.
Everybody's beating the black division. No.
Wait a minute. You're saying this black on black crime?
Black on black crime.
Whoa!
What's another black fighting reference we can make?
It looks like the black division is getting beat up by bums.
Wow. That does not surprise me that Pantera found that funny.
You not found it funny
all.
Too.
Not at all. Not at all. Wow. Wow. All right, let's go into Beastmas Spread. Beastmas Spread, our pick'em group, and let's see where everyone stands this week. Hold on, let me load it up here. My group's Beastmas Spread. And right now, number one, footballics.com, McLean. Only six picks right, 57, kind of leaving the door wide open for Ron Bro with eight right, 55. JT right behind him with 54. Took a little drop, though. Only five picks right this week. I had eight right.
Never do it from a mobile device.
Oh, the mobile curse.
I blame it on the mobile curse.
Yeah, mobile curse. I didn't do it from my mobile device. That's why I got eight right, up to 52 points. Bourne, back to Bourne ways.
Boy.
three correct picks, kind of taking himself out of it week by week.
He's about to fall behind inactive teams.
Yeah. That's true. Franchise with six right, 42 points, and Bowser, eight right with 41. And, I think this thing is still wide open. As long as we stay within 5 to 10 points of the leader, we all have a shot. And, so that means that Bourne, you're out of it. Franchise, you're out of it. Bowser, you're out of it. Everyone else is 1 week away, really. Just 1 week away of taking over the lead. And I'm guessing that here in the next couple weeks, it'll be me. I'll probably be in the lead, and then at that point, I don't look back. I finish strong. So I can't decide what I want to spend my 50 space bucks on. with my new Wii U, I'm thinking of getting that Luigi DLC. You know what I'm saying? Got to get my Super Luigi on, or whatever the hell it's called. All right, let's see. What else is going on? The NBA.
It's old B. Smith anyway.
He's around, I guess.
He's still alive.
He's somewhere.
I drove through a state this past weekend, but I didn't see him.
Oh, you didn't see him?
That's strange.
He was the guy with the man boobs.
Missed him.
Ah, that's too bad. I did see some pictures of him. I was creeping on Facebook. I never get on Facebook. I finally figured out my password, got on Facebook. Boom, there's B. Smith all up in my timeline or whatever they call it. And I was like, man, where's Hamster when you need a good Photoshop? That's all I was all I was thinking. So next weekend, Sunday the 27th, is our TPS NBA auction draft. A reminder to all the owners out there, auction draft at...
Is that this Sunday?
No, the 27th.
Yeah, that's this Sunday.
Yeah, that is this Sunday. Yep. This Sunday coming up at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. $1,000, I guess, limit. I'm assuming that LeBron will go for 900 or something. Who knows? This is going to be the greatest auction draft in the TPS fantasy history. Because I don't think anybody...
Whoa. It won't beat the MLB.
Oh, it'll absolutely beat the MLB.
The MLB one sucked.
Yeah, nobody knew what was happening on that thing. I think
didn't Josh Hamilton go for like
hey, whoa,
200 or something?
Touchy subject. Okay,
for like 50.
Oh. He went for way too much. He was supposed to be the MVP this year.
Nobody
that was,
cares.
That was please. Supposed to happen. The World Series is starting tomorrow.
Go Cards.
Well, let's make some predictions. McLean, I'm going to start with you. Predictions. Cardinals, Red Sox. Who do you got?
Who are the Cardinals?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. St. Yeah, Louis. Them.
Them? All right.
Wait, who's on their team?
Ooh, they got
Freeze.
Pujols yeah. still there?
Yeah. No.
No?
No Pujols. Oh. They got, what's that guy?
David Freeze.
Freeze.
Ooh. Oh, Freeze. I love Freeze.
I know.
I got him in five.
All right. Cardinals in five for McLean. Canada.
Seven. Cards.
Cards in seven. Book it. They got Freeze. JT.
Boston in four.
Boston. Oh, the sweep.
Yeah. In four.
Ooh. Boston.
It's a good, it's a good city. I first time driving through this past weekend. Boston. They're going to win.
Boston
in four. You see Boston Red Sox fans, man. Don't you hate them?
Oh.
Nah, they were all cool.
With a passion.
Yeah, it was fun in the bars.
Oh, no, no, I bet, man. It's just like the arrogance.
Oh, man. You just
do they not win enough?
They don't win enough, no. If you ask them. Okay. You know what really bad? Bourne. He's the worst.
I bet he is.
Pantera. Cards. Red Sox. Who do you got?
The Giants.
Golden State Warriors.
I was going to say the Oakland A's, but I go with the Cardinals at 5.
Cardinals in 5. All right. Franchise. Red Sox, Cardinals.
Looking at it, I would have to say the Sox.
The Sox?
With the broom.
With the what?
The broom.
Oh, with the boom.
A sweep.
That's a sweep?
Sweep.
Or is that 6? I think it, wow. I think the boom is 6, right? Can we get a ruling on boom?
The boom?
I think the boom is in 6.
Boom.
No.
Boom.
Sweep is 4. That sweep is definitely 4. Boom is either 5 or 6.
Who will the MVP be? By the end of the by the end of the series, who will the MVP be?
Albert Pujols.
Freeze!
Jose Canseco.
No, I got the card.
Manny Ramirez.
I got the card.
Jose Canseco, does he, what, has he played in the last 15 years?
Ozzie Canseco.
Joe Namath.
It's gonna be cards in 4.
Okay.
Cardinals in 4.
No, it'll go 7.
Freeze is gonna start 4 games.
It'll go back and forth, it'll be a great series.
It's not
Mark McGwire.
It's gonna be, everyone needs to go against Boston, right?
Who's gonna be on the cover of the show next season?
Ooh.
Pedroia.
No. He was already on the cover once.
Oh, was
twice,
he?
At least.
And the show is only gonna be
okay,
on.
Okay, I have it.
Ricky Henderson.
No, it's gonna be Mike Trout.
No.
Book it.
No, I'm not booking it.
A guy with a giant beard.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That might be
I'm glad you said beard.
And not dong.
Yeah, I'm really glad.
Let me see. Hold on. I know who it's going to be.
What about a dong beard?
That's even worse. It's way worse.
They already had Pedroia. We went over that.
Yeah.
Who has one of those, Pantera?
Who has the best dog beard that you've ever seen?
Yeah, it's a really good question.
Or ball fro.
All right, thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week talking about TBS NBA draft and who ruined it, Rough Riders winning and getting back to 500, and Boston losing, being down, probably 3-0 to the St. Louis Cardinals. Night-night.
The Temple Owls have got skill, and they will need the Philly support from the fans. With Chester Stewart, Bernard Pierce, this don't happen in another university. I just wanna tell you that the Owls need your support right now. Never gonna let Philly down. Never gonna run around and desert Philly. Never gonna make things wrong. Okay. Never gonna say goodbye. Never gonna tell a lie and hurt Philly. Philly Eagles. Philly Phillies. Philly Flyers. Philly Union. Philly Sixers. I'm sorry. Some criminal stole my hat. Go Temple Owls! Go! Go! Go Temple Owls!
Go Shitbirds!